Have a guest joining us here in the studio this morning. Steve Livengood is with
us. Good morning, Jim.
Is also a veteran. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, and it was an honor to do it. It really was.
It was an honor for us to have folks like you doing it.
I think we need to do some daylight saving time thing on Veterans Day. They're just way too much for some of us guys to do in one day. We need an extra couple hours on there.
Well, yeah, we should do Veterans Week.
Something.
But Veterans Month.
There's a lot of places to go on today.
Let's just be honest. It's Veterans Year every year, right? Right? Just make it all the time. Yeah, I know, because we were talking about coming out here this morning because we've got something specific we want to visit about today. But and you were talking about, okay, let me see, 7:30. And I think I could squeeze that in because I'm pretty busy today.
I'm serious. I drove through Hy-Vee this morning. I'm hungry. I didn't get a chance for breakfast. I do this. I got a 9:15. I got a 10:45. I got a 1:15. I mean, yeah, it's going to be a tight day.
It's a busy day, but isn't it neat that you have so many events and things to go to?
It really is. I'd be kind of bummed if there was just one thing to do. I really would. But everybody seems to be doing something, and that's great.
Several schools, a lot of businesses doing special things.
Exactly. And started yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. The Atlantic Rotary Club, I know, had an event yesterday. So, yeah, there are all kinds of things going on. So, yeah, great that folks are taking the time out of their day to stop and give thanks. Okay. So, with that done, now let's move on, because there was something specific we wanted to talk about this morning. Along the lines of something that veterans are proud of is the things that they experienced and the things that they worked with over years too. There's a lot of pride in all the knowledge and knowing what they've done and been through and some of the facilities and things they visited over time. One of those for some folks would be the Armory, the old Armory here.
Indeed it is. I suppose we still call it the Armory. It always has been the Armory to me, but the big words on the front of the building are the American Legion Memorial Building.
Correct.
Which is kind of ironic because it's not the American Legion. It is a building and it is a memorial thing. So we're going to focus on that part. But Everybody always refers to it as the Armory. So yeah.
Well, that's the focal point, and folks know, you know, where that's located down there, 2nd and Poplar Streets. And it's been worked on for a number of years. It was in disrepair for quite a while after the Iowa National Guard decided it was no longer needed for active work. But it was kind of in a state of disrepair, and I'm being polite when I say that because you know what it was like.
Yeah, I wouldn't use that term exactly. No, it's just a lot worse than disrepair. It was falling down.
Yeah, quite a mess. And you spent a lot of years working there.
I did. I spent a lot of years working there officially as a National Guard guy, and I've spent a lot of years working there since then as the Arise guy. Yeah, there's a lot of work needs to be done on that building, a lot of work that has been done.
Working in there officially all those years and kind of seeing things kind of go downhill as far as the structure goes, how rewarding has it been with the Arise group over the last number of years and seeing it kind of swinging back the other direction, working back up to a nice facility again?
It is wonderful. Yes, a lot of the big dollar items, you know, that I could understand the state really didn't want to do them. I suppose they have budgets just like we do. But now they're happening anyhow, in spite of the fact that they weren't happening back then. They're happening now. It's couple of guys that are doing it, but it's happening, and it is wonderful. I'm an old building kind of guy, and it's nice to see that we can keep it from falling down.
And there are people involved in the Arise group who are not veterans, who just want to see a piece of the community continue to move forward.
Very true. You know, I've always said that Arise is the old building people and whatever we're working on at the time. Since we're working on the Armory, it's the military folks. When they were working on the depot, it was the railroad folks. But we still have the old building folks. And that's old building folks, not old building folks. I mean, I don't want to insult anybody, because we have some young old building folks out there too, and we're always looking for those folks too. But we have a lot of folks that are really interested in the building that aren't necessarily military.
Sure. You know, folks might who may not have been in that building lately might think, well, you know, why do we want to do it? What could it be used for? What's the whole purpose? You guys have plans.
We have plans. You know, I kind of equate it to like planting a tree. You'd plant a tree 30 years ago and put some guy ropes and set it up and like, well, this will be great. And you're not really paying any attention. And all of a sudden you're just, you know, raking up bags and bags of leaves. It's like, wow, when did this tree get so big? We've done a lot of things down there. I'm down there almost every day. And then, you know, we have our monthly Arise meetings and the members come in, wow, you know, been doing a lot of work here. I guess I have. I did get a lot accomplished this month. So, yeah, it's a slow progress, but it's definitely a progress. It's a punch list kind of thing, a phase sort of thing, and we're moving right along. We'll be just about done with the Memorial Hall. It's kind of a busy time for me. So probably Memorial Hall, middle of January, we'll move on to the kitchen. We're doing it.
piece by piece, bit by bit, room by room, kind of working their way around.
That's the way you got it. What's the big overall plan for it? I don't know. My focus right now is in this room right here. When I get done with this room, then we'll do another room.
Can't focus
on the whole building. It's just too big.
Well, kind of what we wanted to talk about specifically this morning, we're kind of leading into that here, but kind of what we wanted to talk about today specifically is the fact that, you know, it does take funds to get this. It's great to have volunteers. It's great to have people willing to put their hands into the project to make things happen with volunteer time. But it does take money to be able to buy product and buy supplies and take care of the things that need to be taken care of. And it's hard to continue to go out and knock on doors and things. So you guys have taken a little bit different tact here to get to this next phase.
That we have. It does take money. We save a fair amount of money on labor, but even then, stuff has to come from somewhere, and then we can put it up. So, yes, we do the grant things. We do the dog tag sales. We do payment in kind. You know, so people will donate us, you know, 5-gallon buckets of sheetrock compound or something like that. But some of the things that we're talking about are huge, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. And in order to come up with that money, we've established a GoFundMe site. I don't know. I don't know much about GoFundMe. I've been on our site. I've looked at it. I know how it works. I find it kind of odd that you can go to an internet site, find something that you want to give money for, and just give them money. I mean, but people do that all the time. I mean, you know, whether you want a new dog house for your dog, sponsor your senior trip, just all kinds of things. And so we've done it at a GoFundMe site. I was going to write down the address. But, you know, it's computer ease and those spaces, you know, this / that and everything else. So just go to GoFundMe.com, and there is an internet or a query where you can query by zip code. Okay, you'd think, all right, now how many 522 zip codes are there? There's quite a few projects in there, about 3-4 pages worth. Locally, of course, it searches outside the area. You'll pick up some Council Bluffs ones and that sort of thing. Just look for the one that's got the picture of the armory on the front of it. Pretty easy to see. So, yeah, it's the one that's got the armory on the front of it. It's a credit card thing. It's a nonprofit thing. We have our project pretty much stated, but we didn't get really specific because, you know, it's just everything. We're looking for a $10,000 goal right now. We're almost to 1,000. It's been up for, 4 days?
Oh, awesome.
So it's coming along well.
Awesome. Yeah, it's the goal is to, well, obviously, to raise the funds, but to make it as easy as possible for people and to make it kind of non-intrusive. You're not knocking on doors with a handout. It's people who are interested in being philanthropic. They go to websites like this. They're looking for worthwhile projects, and they know when they find this one that there's no scam of any kind involved. This is just a legitimate way to go out and try to raise some funds.
And, you know, our project, I think, is kind of unique. We're not doing what everybody else is doing. We're trying to restore a building that is a memorial. American Legion Memorial Building. We're trying to restore a building that is used to be a government building, and Lord knows they have all kinds of money. We don't, small group. And so in order to restore this entire building, this isn't a statue in the park or a stone on the corner or something. It's a building, you know, with all of the plumbing and heating and electrical and rooms and doors and floors and everything that goes with it. It takes a lot of money. But when we're done, it will be a monument, a memorial to the veterans. We have a museum down there. We have a library down there. We have a memorial hall. We have photos, just hundreds and hundreds of photos. That's the kind of thing we're trying to do.
And that's something to point out, too, that's important is, of course, with your work there, you know the history. You understand a lot of the things that happened over time. And we're kind of a caretaker for that building for a long time. You're working to not just work on the integrity of the structure, but the integrity of the spirit of that building.
Exactly. I'm not down there building a room that's got some display cabinets in it, or building a room that's got some shelves in it, or tiling a floor. I'm building a room that's got some cabinets in it that has military uniforms from local folks and footlockers and letters and that sort of thing. I'm building a library that has cabinets in it that is just completely, strictly, nothing else but military books. Thousands. We're over 1,400 right now. Reference books, military reference books. I'm not just tiling a floor. I'm tiling the 34th Infantry Division. That's the Red Bull. That's the folks in Southwest Iowa that went to World War II. I'm tiling that insignia in the middle of the floor. It's not just a tile floor. So, yeah, everything we do down there is a memorial, not just a building thing. We didn't get too crazy in the bathrooms, although we have photos or prints of the original USS Iowa battleship, you know, and the recruiting posters and the, you know, the photos from World War II. So everything we do down there is military somewhere.
Yeah, it's not meant to be a library or a museum necessarily. It's meant to be a reminder.
Exactly. The whole entire complete building.
And folks may get a chance to see that, too. I know they're working, like, say, you talked about earlier, the kitchen. If, for example, somewhere down the road when the building might be ready to maybe be used by folks in the public, you're going to need a kitchen for things.
Exactly. You know, Arise, I've always said we're in the old building business and the landlord business. The old building business is very expensive, and the landlord business is where we get our revenue. Whether we're renting a building or renting a room or you know, renting the facilities. So that will be available. Yes, we don't need a memorial hall that will have 1,800 square feet, tables and chairs and everything else, and just so, hey, come check my tables and chairs. It's going to be, come use my tables and chairs. When is that? I don't know. I'm sure we'll let you know. We've done probably a half a dozen tours since our open house this summer. We have an open house every year. I've got, did three last month. I got two more to do this month. We're always doing tours. If you want a tour, check out the little blue gun nut van when he's down there in the parking lot. That's me. And if that doesn't work, just give me a call, 243-5445. I'll come down, assuming I'm not down there already. We'll give you the big tour, everything, all the neat corner spots and everything that nobody else looks at.
You say the goal right now is about 10 grand?
The goal right now is about 10,000. The project for the Memorial Hall that we're working on right now, it'll probably be done for another $1,000 or so. I haven't even started on the kitchen, but kitchens are very expensive. I'm not even talking about the furnishings, the stoves and washers and everything else, just the infrastructure for the kitchen. We have to tear up a floor, make floor drains work, have to put in a new exterior door. That's going to probably run, I'm just guessing, $25,000, $30,000, and that doesn't include the dishwasher.
Yeah, so there's work to be done, money to be raised. Today's Veterans Day. Great time to keep it top of the mind. So let's just get online now, maybe, and see if we can get them over the top right away. Huh?
GoFundMe.com. Search 50022. Look for the Arise, the Armory building picture.
Easy enough.
Easy.
All right. It's a credit card-based system, so it's something you're familiar with doing anyway, and you can give as much or as little. All donations are appreciated.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. There's not a minimum donation. I don't think there is. Give us $5. I mean, every little bit helps.
Every bit gets you closer to the goal.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, thanks for coming in. Have a terrific Veterans Day.
Thank you very much.
And thanks again for all you do, both past and present, and of course, future, too.
I've got to do the future part, too.
Because it's not slowing down. It doesn't sound like anytime soon.
No, not yet. I can't. I've just got too much stuff to do.
You bet. All right. Very good. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it, and we'll get you back to where you need to be.